Om Shanti. We are very fortunate that this evening we have with us our respected sister, Dr. Savita. Give her a big hand. She is the one who was Dadi Prakash Mani's personal doctor. 10 years she was with her, so she has lots of experiences with Dadiji. She can share, but today she is going to share how to experience all relationships with Baba. And she is the headquarter coordinator for the women's wing. We have different wings of services. So one of the wing is women's wing, and she is the headquarter coordinator for that. And she keeps on traveling India and abroad for giving the Baba's message to all. Respected Dr. Savita.
Om Shanti. When we come to Baba, the first experience is experience of love from Baba and experience of love from Divine Family. And that love sustains us in this Brahman life. And Baba says, on the path of devotion or whichever religion we belong to, now we remember the God as in our prayers, mother, father, with all relationships, but mostly father, then mother. And in India, the devotees, they remember him with all the relations. You are my mother, my father, my teacher, my guru, my everything, companion, whatever, all relationships. So he offers, he says, now I have come. Up till now, you just have been calling out for me. And you wanted that if God comes, then I would experience all these relationships with him. But now when I have come, he offers himself. You experience all those relationships with me. So now this question is to the self. Am I able to experience all relationships with Baba? Experiencing relationship of father is very easy, because up till now we are used to experience this relationship. We used to call him God Father. Even before coming to Gyan, he was called as God Father. So father, easy. But we do not need only father in our life. We need all the relations. And in Murli Baba says, our dharana should be, mine is one father, none else. My all relations are with one only. He is the foundation of my life. He is the basis of my life. Although I am in connection and relation with human beings, I am in household life and I have my own dislocic relations, but it's just my duty, or I am just instrumental for their service from the side of Baba. It's not that I belong to them. The feeling of spiritual knowledge, what Baba has given us, is this. So it's just knowledge I have, or I experience it from the depth of my heart, or I have that deep love for my father, or I feel that closeness with Baba. I can ask myself. And sometimes only through knowledge, because we know Baba has said this, so I should experience these relationships with him. But I don't have any experience. I don't have any experience of love from Baba. Can you say this? Yes or no? Can anyone of you say that I have no experience of love from Baba? If there is anyone, can raise your hand? No. Means all have experience of that love from Baba. That is why we are here. Yes or no? Yes. But constantly if I want to experience that love, no, it's what happens. Sometimes I experience love from Baba. Sometimes I'm not able to experience that love. Relationship means love, cooperation and attainment. Even in laukic relations, in worldly life, no, like what's the use of relationships? Because we give and take love in relationships. We share our things in relationships, means there is cooperation whenever we need. We receive their help and attainments. They are always available for us if they are true relationships. Not if they are, you know, like egoistic, or maybe if there are some negativities, then there is difference. But true relationships, they are maintained in this way. So if I have that connection with Baba, then experience of love, experience of cooperation means help whenever I need. It's available to me from Baba, and attainments. I experience attainments of that relationship in my life. So love means constant love. So when can I experience constant love? When can I experience that constant love from Baba? Yeah? Speak loudly. Always. So those who feel that we always experience love from Baba. Few. But if I am not experiencing that, it means I am not that detached and bodiless as Baba is. Because to experience that love, I have to become similar to Baba. And similarity is, he is bodiless always, yes, and he is detached. So if I am detached, this is the condition. Means I should be soul conscious, at the level of soul consciousness, to experience love of Baba. And if there is something else, any kind of body consciousness in me, then I won't be able to experience. And as far as the help is concerned, we all experience Baba's help in our day-to-day life. Now we all have our own experiences. If I would ask to share your experience, I think all those will be very wonderful. Now, all have their own stories, big stories. So even I have, no, such, it's everyday life, but still, no, few things are that you remember, you know, like in such a way that becomes history. So for me to 2-3 experience I have in a such a way that I would like to share with you. One is when I traveled abroad in 2008, it was in America. I was in New York, and it was 2 days stay in New York, one day with Sister Mohini, where she stays in Great Neck, and another day was in Manhattan. And at both places they kept public program in the evening. So I finished the visit of that Sister Mohini Center, and next day I was in Manhattan. And the daytime it was free. Morning class was for Brahmin, and daytime they planned New York visit for me, so that I can see that Statue of Liberty and this Empire State Building. There are 2-3 places, very important places there. So they wanted me to show those places. So the sister, Sister Raj, I think, I don't know whether you know her or not, she took me for that visit. And in the evening, 7 o'clock, there was public program. So before that, I was supposed to come to the center. But what happened, when I was with her, we finished seeing this Statue of Liberty, and when we were returning, there was a place where there were twin towers, you know, twin towers. They were crashed by aeroplanes, and that time there was nothing, and it was just, you know, like place of tribute for, you know, like people. And when she told me that this is the place, so I wanted to take a picture of that place. So I was busy in clicking that, and the sister, I don't know where she has gone. She was with me, but no, I missed her. Somehow, it was in drama. And it was 5 o'clock in the evening, and I looked for her. I tried here and there. For half an hour, I searched her, but I could not find. And I did not have her phone number, center address, because she was with me. So I was carefree, and I didn't know this is going to happen in drama. So I remembered Baba. I said, Baba, I don't know what's going to happen to me tonight, because I have to be there in the center at 7 o'clock in the evening. There is program, and sister is not there, and they are not able to contact me because they also don't have my number. Although I had cell phone with me, but they didn't have my number. So I looked for my purse. I remembered Baba, and I looked my purse. So I found that the city tour bus, you know, she booked city tour bus for us. So morning we traveled in that, and for return, no, the ticket was with me. So it was a good point, and I thanked Baba, okay, I had the ticket. So I asked the policeman there, okay, where I can get this bus. So he pointed me the spot, you know, bus stop. I went there, and the time he told me the bus came, and I got up in the bus. So he asked me, conductor asked me, where you want to get down? So I just knew this place is Manhattan. So I told him, I want to get down in Manhattan. So he got surprised. He said, sister, this hole is Manhattan. Tell me where you want to. So then I said, what should I tell? I don't know anything. So I just kept quiet, and then I told him that I'll let you know later. So then I started thinking, you know, again I was remembering Baba all the time. Baba, you are there to help me. I don't know where to go. So I could recall that from the center, this window, I could see that Empire State Building. And that is a famous landmark, no, in the New York. So I told him I want to go to that Empire State Building. I'll get down there. So will it go there? So he said, okay, it will pass through that side. So I'll, drop you there. And by that time, no, my mind was working continuously. So I could remember that my brother, he's there. He's a software engineer, and at that time he was in London. So I had his number in my cell phone, so I called him. And I told him, go to internet and see the address of New York Center, any center address you get, especially Manhattan, but any other center, and give them my number and tell them that I'm lost and they should find me. So, you know, like he's also worried, and he tried his best, because, you know, he basically connected with computers, so he knew how to manage it, and somehow he found the number, and he called the sister. Her name in New York Center, no, that Manhattan Center sister in charge, is also name is Savita. So he gave my all this details. I told him I'm in this bus. And I told him to, I'm going to get down at that place, so if anyone is coming to me, then they should come there to pick me up. So somehow things went right. She got number, she called me and she asked me, where are you? And when I got her number, I was just getting down from the bus in front of the Empire State Building. And she told me, you stay there, I'm sending someone who will bring you to the center. And 6:45, I was there in the center before public program. So this is, I would say, Baba's help. Where you do not know a single thing. That was my first visit to abroad. And for me, that was a strange place. So we can keep courage. Whenever we are courageous, Baba is always, promise to us is that if we keep courage one step and He is there for 1,000 steps for us. That's what I felt at that time. So many these type of incidences, happen in our Brahmin life too. When we experienced that it was impossible for me, but because of Baba, it was made possible. So Baba's help we experience in our life. Sometimes, some Baba's children, they complain to Baba. Baba, I remember you so much, but still I am experiencing so many obstacles, and so many, mayas, papers for me. Why is so and all? But it's not that Baba doesn't help us. He helps us, but sometimes we are not able to recognize or receive His help. Now I would like to share with you one story. There was once a devotee. He used to pray to God every day, and with strong faith in God. So once it was announced or forecast that the flood can come in the village. So all are told to leave the village, before the flood. So all villagers, they started leaving the village, but that devotee, he stayed back. So people advised him, why are you staying here? Come, haven't you heard the announcement of that flood is supposed to come? So he said, I am a strong believer of God and I know God is there to help me, so I will not come. You go. You don't worry about me. So they said, okay. So they all went and he was alone there in the village and flood was there because it was forecast. And so he climbed to the roof. Now when he saw that water is rising, so he climbed up on the roof. So one boatman, they were seeing if someone is left in the water. So they found that this one is on the roof and they told him that you come and let's go, because again the water can rise and it will be dangerous for you. So he said, no, don't worry about me. I have a strong faith in God. He's there to help me, save me, so you go, no problem. So he left. He said, okay, he doesn't want to come. Now water was rising, so it came up to his neck. Water came up to his neck, and now helicopter was there. He was seeing that if someone is left. So they found this man, with hands up, this water is up to neck. So if he is not taken, then he may drown. So they put, they gave that rope to him and told that you hold it and come to the helicopter, otherwise water will rise and you will drown. Again he said, don't worry about me, I am okay. God is there to save me, you go. So helicopter he left because they saw he doesn't want to come. And ultimately what happened? Water rose and he drowned. And he went to God and he complained to God. I kept faith in you so much, and what did you do for me? I died. So why? He was saying like this to God. So then God said, "Oh my child, I really helped you. You believed in me. I tried to help you. I sent the boatman for you, but you did not recognize that. Then I sent helicopter for you, specially for you, but still you were not ready to receive that help. So then what can I do?" So sometimes Baba's help is indirect. No? He is incorporeal. He cannot come down directly for us. So he makes someone else as instrumental for that help. It's our third eye should work to recognize that help, through whom he is helping. So, now like sometimes our intellect is so busy, so disturbed, so confused. Now Baba says, my line is not clear, so I'm not able to receive Baba's tech power he wants to give me to overcome that situation or to overcome that paper of Maya. I'm just engaged in my own things. And line is engaged means I'm not able to receive, no? Like when the line is engaged, you're not able to receive others' call. So Baba's call I miss. This is what happens sometimes, and then I complain to Baba, as that devotee complained, huh? I called for you, I had such a good faith for you, but still you didn't help me. And then we all know Baba's attainments, huh? And they are all imperishable attainments which we receive from Baba, not only for this birth, but for coming 21 births. And Baba says, 21 births is just a number. It's even 3/4 kalpa, we receive all the fortunes of life. Once we have established this relationship, it continues. It gives us the fortune for 3/4 of the kalpa, even more than 3/4 of the kalpa. The main relations are mother, father, teacher, guru, then friend, companion, child, brother. So do you experience all these relationships every day? Baba says, if you miss any of the relationship, then with that relationship, any other soul will pull you. If you are not experiencing relationship of friend or companion with Baba, then any other soul as a friend will pull your intellect. If you are not experiencing the relationship of beloved with Baba, then any other soul with that relation will pull your intellect. I need experience of all the relations. So how can we experience? We'll just try to understand this. Like mother and father, it's very easy. As mother, father, we can always remember Baba, no? And Amrit Vela, morning time is the best time. It's a cold weather, not so sometimes. Okay. So, Amrit Vela, we can experience sustenance of Baba as a father. That's most intimate relationship type, one to one. And that time is such, like nature is quiet, serene, and all the human beings, these tamoguni vibrations are also very silent. Line is very clear, so I can experience all all the inheritance. My throat. So, we can experience that sustenance in the morning best. Baba's, that father's sustenance, and that helps throughout the day. Once we have taken that sustenance in the morning time, Baba says, if your Amritavela is powerful, then that will help you. And Baba says that he is our most obedient. What most obedient? Servant. You know, like parents are servant to their children, is it? Or not? And they always are in service of their children, look after, and they are worrying about their career, their fortune, everything. So if I am child of Baba, child of Supreme, child of God, and God Himself is concerned about me. He Himself is concerned about my fortune. So He is making me multi-million times fortunate. So I should experience that intoxication whose child I am. You know, like experiencing that relationship means, like if someone is the child of President, then the kind of intoxication that child experiences, should I experience that or not? Whose child am I? I am the child of that Supreme Authority. So, whole day I should, you know, in between, remember, you know, like what is my clan? Baba says you belong to the highest Brahmin clan, the most elevated Brahmin clan. You are the mouth-bone progeny of Brahma Baba. Do you remember this? I am a Brahmin soul. You know Brahmins? Although this is an Indian word, but it means the most elevated royal souls with most elevated sanskars. And we have our own, you know, like according to Baba Srimad, right from morning till the end of the night. Our own thinking pattern, our own speaking pattern. Brahmin's language is different than the language of worldly people. Our language is mostly spiritual language. If I am following Baba Srimad, you know, in a right way. If I am half and half, then it's different. Then whole day I am worldly, and just in the morning and evening when I do meditation, I am spiritual. So are you a constant yogi or just for time being? What do you say? We are all constant yogis. This is our yogic life. It's not we are 1 hour yogi or 2 hour yogi, or means relation. Yoga means relation with Father. Yoga means communion. Yoga means connection. We are all Rajyogis. We say Rajyogi. Rajyogi means the one who is in relation with the God, who is in relation with the Father, Baba, all the time. So it's only possible when throughout the day I experience one or other relationship. So morning is Father, and then when we listen Murli, then which is this relationship? It's teacher. So I am a good student or best student, but when can I be the best godly student? When I am regular and punctual in my studies. Like in that Laukik study too, those who are very regular and punctual in their studies, they are scholars. They get the highest marks. So here too, Baba always says, I should be regular in my study means, I should not miss Murli even a single day. Is that true? And if I am not able to come every day for the class, sometimes the situation is such, you are going for job, morning you cannot come, or you are living far away from the center, every day you cannot afford to come to the center, many things. But Baba has given us such good methods nowadays. Now, why this science is developed for you children, Baba says. So, have you got all these facilities and methods to receive Murli every day? Either you can listen on TV or you can see through internet, you can receive Murli through internet, email, any social media can give you that, or you can get copy from your center when you go. Maybe only weekend you are going to center. That's okay. But I should not miss Murli at any cost, even if I am at the home. Either I should read or listen. Okay? And not only listening, again, the teacher's sharimat is, direction is, you must churn on it. Means it's not only theoretical knowledge. Theoretical means you listen and feel happy. Oh, now like Baba's Murli was so good. Baba speak so good on this point, no? But as soon as I am out of center, everything is over. Baba says you listen from one ear and then you take out it from another ear. Whole day I am the same as I was earlier. So should it be like this? No. So if I bring that what I have heard in my practical life, then only I am the best student. Thank you, sister. So, no, like Baba says sometimes, speak less, speak soft, speak sweetly, think before you speak. And this is Baba's direction for our words, our speech. So, am I following that throughout the day? Or Baba says you practice soul consciousness. No, you should not become body conscious. So, am I practicing soul consciousness whole day, or am I action conscious? Most of the time I am action conscious or body conscious rather than soul conscious. So I need to check how much I am bringing that into practical life. Mind, thinking, words and behavior should be more and more spiritual. Even the Laukik people, those who come in my contact, they should feel that. That's what Baba wants from us. You know, like, again, I would like to share a story. Yudhishthir, you know, he was the eldest in all the Pandavas. So Pandavas and Kauravas, have you heard these names? They are the characters of Mahabharata. Mahabharata's main hero, role players, I would say. So when they were studying with their teacher and guru Dronacharya, so the first lesson he gave to all the disciples, do not get angry. So he told them that tomorrow when you come, you are going to share this lesson to me. No, you are going to repeat it to me, what you have learned. So next day, it was very simple, do not get angry. So all others except Yudhishthir, they immediately repeat that, no, and do not get angry. But this Yudhishthir said, Guruji, sorry, I could not remember this. So he got annoyed, he said, such a simple lesson, you could not do it. Tomorrow, no, you must come with, no, like remembering it. So said, okay. Next day again, when Guru asked Yudhishthir, do you remember your lesson? Said, Guruji, sorry, today again, no, like I cannot. So again, no, he got angry on him. Guruji got angry on him. And third day, he again asked him, Yudhishthir, are you ready with your lesson? No. So then he slapped him. So when he slapped him, then he said, okay, now I can now say, you know, do not get angry. So he said, why you are waiting for my slapping to share this lesson? So he said, no, Guruji, really I was trying to practice If I say do not get angry, means I should not get angry at any cost. So last 2 days I have been trying this. And today when you slapped me, still no, I don't felt any anger about you. That's why now I can say that I remembered this lesson really. So this is like, you understood what Baba wants from us? Whatever we listen should be practical in our life. But usually, you know, like it takes time for us. You know, like Yudhishthira took time to become anger-free. The same thing happens with us, that we have sometimes such sanskars within us, they are so deep-rooted that, you know, that's why Baba gives us few years to overcome them. You know, like immediately in one day, we do not pass our exam. It takes time. But we should pay constant attention on our weaknesses, and we should keep applying all the arrows of knowledge to overcome all mayas, battle, yes or no? So when we move in our Brahmin life like this, like every day we study and we try to put that into practice, then I am experiencing that relationship of teacher with Baba, or I am a good student. And third relation is relationship of Guru. Guru means the one who shows the path for liberation and liberation in life, or who gives us salvation. No, like we say the preacher, in other words, in Hindi it is Guru. So Brahma Baba, when he was in his worldly life, we listen in his history that he had 12 Gurus. And he was so faithful, obedient, I would say respectful for his Gurus, that any time they used to call him, no matter how the important task he was busy in, but immediately he will respond to his Guru's call. One incident is there, that one day, you know, like they were celebrating birthday of their son, and they invited many guests for that party in their house. And it was just going to start, and that time he was called by his Guru. Then Baba told his wife Jasoda, his wife's name was Jasoda, so he told her that I am going because my Guru is calling me. So she said, Baba, how can you go? You himself invited so many people for this birthday party, and if you are not here, you are not present, then how do they feel? They won't feel it good. So it's better you postpone it. Go after party. It's not that you should not go, but tell him that I'm busy with some work. He said, no. I can cancel this party, or I can be absent in this party, but I cannot avoid my Guru's need. So now he went for his Guru, but he found that it was not that important task or that urgent need really. But still, no, like it was his respect for his Guru. And these qualities, you know, like made him Baba's medium, or Baba chose him as his instrument because he had such unique qualities in him. So here again Baba wants from us that as Guru we should be faithful, obedient and respectful for Baba. And in India when people go to Guru, 3-4 things, you know, the Guru does. One is he gives mantra. You know mantra? Mantra to chant. And the mantras are usually in Sanskrit. But here Baba also gives us mantra. Which mantra we have received from Baba? Man, Mana, Bhav and Madhyajiva. These are all the Sanskrit words. Man, Mana, Bhav means remember me alone. And Madhyajiva Bhav means remember your inheritance. So, Baba also gives us mantra, and there those guru, they say, whatever mantra I have given to you, you should not share it with someone because it's your personal, and if you share it with someone, it won't work. No, like they caution their disciples for the mantras, the secrecy. But here Baba says, use mantra yourself as well as share it with share it with us, with others, as much as you can. And this time, no, Baba gave us homework, you know. As a teacher also, he gives us homework. So this time, the Baba's homework is, share Baba's message, no, like Baba has come, God has come, with each and every soul of the world. No one should left. Is that true? So, no, like you are supposed to do this homework when you go back. Whosoever, whether they are in your relations, whether they are in your connections, or they are your friends, or they are your city people, we should use some or other method to give them Baba's message. And then Baba says, okay, after receiving message, it's their fortune whether they come to Baba or not. But my duty is over. And in the end, they won't point out to you that you got the message of God, you got the love of God, but you didn't tell me, you didn't show me the path. So then it will not come to you. They will not blame you. No? Like otherwise, they may blame you, ki you knowing that God has come, but you didn't tell us. So I should complete that my duty. So it's my duty for both my teacher and guru. And other thing, people say here in India to the gurus, keep your hand on my head. Why? I want to receive your blessings. Or they touch the feet of the guru to receive the blessings from the guru. And here, we need not to ask Baba from the blessing. Baba says, don't ask for blessings for me. Why? Why? Because as soon as we took this spiritual birth, we are blessed souls. Every day we are sustained by Baba's blessings only. Do you receive blessing every day in Murli? So many blessings Baba has given to us. You know? Only thing is that we need to use them. If we use them, they keep on increasing. If I am not using them, the method to increase those blessings in my life, Baba says, keep balance and use them. The more you are balanced, more blessings from Baba you will receive. And the blessings are, like in a worldly meaning, they say, okay, may you live longer. In Hindi it is said, Ayushman Bhav. So live longer, Baba's meaning is, live long in Brahman's life, in this spiritual birth. It's not that if you are a yogi soul, your age automatically is going to increase. Your physical body's age will also increase. But you should be in Brahmin life for whole this confluence age. It should not be, Baba sometimes says in Murli, listening, Asharyavat Sunanti. Asharyavat Sunanti means listening in an amazing way, speaking and then run away. So you should not that my Brahmin life is only short life. It should be complete. And second is, may you be a worthy one. Worthy one. So we have got this wealth of knowledge, and it's such an imperishable wealth that we become multi-millionaires in our coming 21 births. So such a wealth we receive from Baba, it's not going to end for many births. And then third blessing usually people give, may you have children, like son or whatever they want. So Baba says, you are not the parents of one or two children. Now you are the creators of unlimited children. No, like Baba has unlimited family, not limited family. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not, you know, Baba's family. We have thousands, now millions, we would say. No? Baba's children are there. So whomsoever we give this seed of knowledge, it's like they are going to belong to Baba, and I am responsible, or I become the instrument to sustain them. So, how I sustain them? Like we sustain children. So, this way Baba's blessings are there for us, and when we experience in this way, it's like we experience that relationship of Guru. If I am every day using Baba's blessing, then I am maintaining that Guru relationship with Baba. And then next is friend. Friends relationship is also important in our life. And where the friends stand for us, usually the things I cannot share even with my parents. No, my weaknesses I cannot share with my parents, even other close ones I can share with my friends. So Baba is my friend, and I can share my everything with Baba, and he is very faithful listener. Sometimes even you cannot have faith in your friends, they can, you know, like they can spread your weakness, you know, if they do not have that power to accommodate in them, they can speak it out to others, and you may get into trouble because of that. But here Baba gives us even power, you know, to overcome that weakness I have. So whatever is in my heart, if I am confused, if I am peaceless, or whichever situation is, just as a friend, first share to Baba. And it's very easy way to make yourself light. And if I have something in my mind, then it breaks my yoga connection. So that's why Baba says, no, don't keep anything. Whatever situation comes or thing comes, immediately share it with Baba, take power and go ahead. And if something happened in the past, then past is past. Put a full stop to it. That has gone for 5,000 years. That's what Baba says. And then, relationship of companion, or partner, or beloved, whatever we try to experience in this. So Baba says that in this relationship, one virtue is very important. And what is that virtue? So you should be faithful. Faithful to, loveful is there, but faithful to your partner. And as soon as the partner comes to know, or beloved comes to know, that third one has come in, then that relationship breaks. Is that true? So no one likes deceiving in this relationship. Same way Shiv Baba also says us, we should be very faithful for the Baba in this relationship. No third one should come in. Mine is one Baba, none else. So I need to check myself in this way. Sometimes someone say Baba is incorporeal. We need someone in corporeal world. He does not come. He cannot talk to us all the time. So we need someone to share, you know, like my real problems. And so is that true or not? Huh? True. Okay. But try to experience that with Baba. And Baba is offering himself, and you see how you receive his help, how you receive his response. No, like when we use him, then only we come to know really he is, you know, like maintaining that relation or not. So Baba's Srimad, Baba's direction is that, you know, like I should eat with him, talk with him, walk with him, even in night before going to bed, sleep with him. Okay, so whole day I am with Baba in one or other relationship, and this makes me constant yogi. If I am experiencing in this way, whenever I need any relationship, I just see Baba in that relationship. Okay, even I experience a relation of child with Baba. Can you experience Baba as child? Yes or no? Of course, sometimes, whenever it's needed. No, it's only based on need. So when you feel like you need a very good child, sweet child, loving child around you, see Baba. No one can be as loveful as Baba, loving as Baba. No one can be as best as Baba. No, like people, they want that their children, they should glorify their name in the world. They should reveal, they should be pride for them. So, can Baba be like that? Yes. So just try to use him. And he offers, if you make me my heir, make me your heir in this world, then I will make you here for next 21 births. So this is not, Baba says, this is not a relationship of loss. This is a relationship of benefit. Although for children, all the time the parents, they keep doing one thing or other thing, and when the time comes, they deceive their parents. They go away. But Baba is such, he is always there for us at any time, at any place. It's only we need to experience that. And when we experience all these relationships, how we feel? Baba says, you will easily become conqueror of Maya. You will experience super sensuous joy. And you will receive all happiness like you wanted to experience in your life. Like our experience would be that I have attained everything what I wanted to attain in my life. This will come from your heart if you experience this. So this is a very unique, very lovely experience, and for whole Kalpa it's only at this time we can experience all relationships with Baba. And this is very valuable time, most elevated time for us, and Baba himself is offering us. So when he himself is offering, then why we should not? We should definitely try to experience all those relationships. Okay? I shared one incident with you, because so I have many experiences like this, I told you already, but we cannot share all the experiences in the class, because we have to clear the subject first. So I think it's 6:30 is the time of meditation, I was told, because even Madhuban Nivasis are also going to come in the hall, so I am finishing it here today. So I'll talk to you next. Okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.